Hey, my friends, quick announcement, quick update. Just want to let you know that on November 11th, I'm going to go back to my original format where it was basically just me talking to you. No guests, just me and just you. Now, first of all, I just want to say thank you very much for listening to the interviews. I have some more left that I'm going to play on Mondays, but the new update will be on Thursdays. It's going to be the old format that you love, just me talking to you. And I can say by popular demand, because you guys have said, yeah, we dig the interviews, but we want you to go back to telling us stories. We love that stuff. We want more of that. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to be back on November 11th on Thursdays. Just you, just me, okay? You asked for it, you got it. And let me ask you a question. I was just going to do a quick promo for the fact that the show is going back to its original format on November 11th, just me and you. See how I slid that in there? But I got to ask you this. Why are young relatives mean to old people? And by old people, I mean me, because very recently I turned 53 and I'm getting a little bit tired of young people, young relatives, younger friends being mean to people who got a little older. Yes, I'm 53 years old, but I don't feel old. And I know a third of my audience is young. And I want to say to you guys, much love to you. I appreciate you for loving me and I love you back. But I'm going to have to fight somebody if you keep dissing me for being old. Yeah, I said it. I had a young friend of mine. I was hanging out with him. He caught me taking some CDs in a box and putting them in the garage for storage. I don't even know why I'm storing CDs. There's nothing to play a CD on. The only thing I have to play a CD on is an old computer that I don't use anymore, because you young people and people like me, middle-aged people, we stream everything. He literally laughed at me like I just came back from the CD store with a box of CDs because I don't know what's going on. What you got in the box there, ass? Oh, these are some CDs I'm going to put in the garage. Oh, you're going to put them in the garage, huh? Yeah, I know what you're going to do. You're going to be listening to them because you old. You old dudes with CDs. Nobody listens to CDs anymore. I know no one listens to CDs anymore. That's why I'm putting them in the garage. Yeah, sure. You're going to put them in the garage. You can listen to them. I know no one listens to CDs anymore. You see, the thing is, I'm in the middle section of life. I am too young for the really old people to relate to and too old for the young people to relate to unless I keep myself active and unless I pay attention to what's going on now. And everything I listen to, I stream now. I do not listen to CDs. Right. And that's what I told him. And I just kind of stood there talking to him because I didn't want to finish what I was doing, because the next thing to go into the garage was cassette tapes. And people have the misconception that you can't have physical pain by what people are saying to you or about you. And I'm here to tell you that's not the truth, because it was really kind of painful to watch this young guy laugh at me like that. Right. And normally I've been a comedian my entire adult life. I started at 17. So literally my entire adult life plus 1 year, I've stood in front of people that I don't know and purposely made them laugh to pay the bills and all of that kind of crap. But for some reason, this particular laugh was actually painful because it was the laugh of me being pitiful in this man's eyes. And I would have beat him down. But he's a lot younger than me, and also I don't like to fight. Don't judge me, and I'm not a punk. F y'all, back to what I was saying. So he's laughing at me for the CDs, and there's no way in the hell I'm going to go back into the house and get the next box because it's full of cassette tapes, and the laugh at my CDs was painful enough. If I came outside with some damn cassettes, his punk behind would probably go, stay right there, S. Anthony, I'll be right back. He'd get into his car, drive to get some more young people to bring them back so they could laugh at me too with his stinking punk butt. Yeah, I said it. Right? I imagine me walking down the steps. Oh, good, he's gone. He won't see this. Let me slide all of these cassettes into the to the garage. Where are all these calls coming from? I told you, look at him. I thought he was cool. He got a cassette tapes in there, man. What you gonna play cassette tapes on, Gramps? Yeah, man, what the hell is he doing? I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, man, my grandfather's, he don't need his old walker. You need that, Dad? Let's get him some Metamucil. Hey, man, are those really your teeth? Can they come out? Hey, come here, man. Hey, more young people, come over here and let's ridicule the middle-aged guy because he got cassettes. Cassettes, what's that? I never heard of it. Yeah, man, it's actually magnetic tape. Magnetic tape, good Lord, what is this, 1925? Because that's what would have happened. So I just let him continue to ridicule. Like, you know how when somebody's making fun of you, you try to deflect it a little bit. You go with the joke yourself and you start to do some jokes on yourself to try to get in on it. Yeah, I'm really old. I tell you, boy, in my day, and he's like, nice try, Gramps. You trying to make jokes of yourself to soften the blow. Hell no. Get this ridicule. Take these L's. I don't like that guy. Okay, I do like that guy, but I didn't like being ridiculed. Right. And I had to figure out a way. How am I going to get these cassettes in here? Because he doesn't seem to be leaving. You figured after you humiliated somebody and you crushed them verbally, you made them feel like crap. And I'm 53, but by the time he was finished talking to me, I felt like I was 763. I had to figure out a way to get these cassettes into the garage. And then I thought about how dumb that actually was. Why would you put, what am I putting the CDs and the cassettes in the garage for? There's nothing to play them on. Nothing. Right? I had older relatives that had baby clothes of mine. And they go, do you want to hold on to these baby clothes? You don't want these baby clothes. And I kind of do and I kind of don't. It's not like I'm going to be able to put that crap on again, right? But just, you know, as a memento, okay, this is the clothes that I had as a baby. And if I was lucky enough to find somebody I wanted to have kids with, you know, at one point, daddy was as small as you. Gee, dad, I didn't realize that. It's almost as if every human being that's ever existed was smaller at some point. But those people are probably not weird enough to hold on to clothes that they can't even possibly fit in. In fact, dad, you can't fit in stuff you had last week because you keep eating all that cake. I'm not into corporal punishment, but I am into taking your Xbox 27 away because that's how long it's going to take me to find someone to have kids with that's not weird. Anyway, hold on. Oh, God, life is bad. I just came on here to promo. The fact that on November 11th, I'm going back to my original format on Thursday where I'm just going to talk to my audience like they wanted me to. But then, like I said, November 11th, the show goes back to its original format. On Thursdays, it's going to be me telling stories to you. I didn't mean to tell a story this time. I'm just a little... Now I know I'm getting older. I'm actually winded for telling an 8-minute story. In all seriousness, my friend, I'll see you on Thursday, November 11th. We're going to go back to doing what we do. Much love to you all, and I'll see you then.